The death of Queen Elizabeth II has elicited empathy from some British pop artists. Elton John, for instance, paid the late monarch a musical tribute in a concert earlier this week.
And we celebrate her life tonight with music, okay?
But as NPR's Chloe Veltman reports, the relationship between British music and the late monarch has long been much more fraught.
Until the 1970s, the Queen of England pretty much only made innocuous cameo appearances in British pop songs, like the Beatles' Penny Lane.
Penny Lane, there is a fireman with an hourglass, and in his pocket is a portrait of a queen.
That changed after the Sex Pistols released God Save the Queen in 1977.
God Save the Queen! The fascist
It really is an indictment of the system, right?
Paul McEwen is a professor of media and communications at Muhlenberg College in Pennsylvania, where he teaches a class on pop music history.
By using the title God Save the Queen, obviously, you're invoking the national anthem and making it about more than just her.
McEwen says a slew of songs that followed in the 1980s, a time of high unemployment and unassailable class divides in the UK, continued to attack the Queen for her symbolic status.
So I broke into the palace with a sponge and a rusty spanner. She said, I know you and you cannot sing. I said, that's nothing, you should hear me play piano.
The Smiths' 1986 track, The Queen is Dead, pokes fun at Elizabeth, seeing her as the figurehead of a dissolute empire.
The Queen is dead, boys, and it's so
McEwen says this wave of anti-monarchy music was largely driven by white people. It subsided in the 1990s as this segment of the population's economic prospects started to improve.
And so there's a little less of that deep anger, much as there's still plenty of poverty in Britain.
But the financial pressures and racism faced by the country's many citizens with roots in Britain's former colonies largely continued to grow. A new batch of songs targeting the Queen have emerged in recent years from the UK's hip-hop community. England's Ending by the band Bob Villain begins with an F-bomb laced order to kill the Queen and goes on to explain why.
Angry a lot cause England's ending, death still pending, where's that money you spend? Work all week, so work on weekends, still can't pay my rent. Times are tough, I've had enough.
Frontman Bobby Villain says the late monarch still owes a debt to Britain's black and brown families.
She never come to my house personally and took food out of my fridge. Do you know what I mean? But our families, our community, our ancestors suffered at the hands of this monarchy.
Villain says the band plans to perform the song on their upcoming US tour this fall. Now that Elizabeth has died, they're considering updating the lyrics to talk about King Charles. Chloe Veltman, NPR News.
You